on to item eight, reports, trustee reports. Item 8A, are there any trustee reports on meetings, seminars, and conferences? Let's go around the horn. We'll start with Jerry, and then we'll come around.
I have a report, a brief report on the Nossaman meeting. First, I would like to say that Sacramento was 102 degrees that day. It was very nice. So note to Nossaman, change your headings for meetings from fireside chats and hot topics to poolside chats and what's cool in the marketplace. I noted that the Ventura County and some of their comments, it was noted that they're 99% funded, which I thought was interesting. And that I think it was the West Virginia comment was, they were, at one point they were 12%, the ratio, which seemed incredibly concerning. They're better now, apparently up to 40 or something, but they were down to 12%. One of the more interesting topics I thought was on bogus capital calls, which is an AI thing of interest, and I just didn't realize it was a coming trend. So I made a note to come back and talk to the investment staff and tell them to watch out for capital calls in the form of gift cards. $10 million worth of gift cards should be a red flag for somebody. So, the conflict of interest discussion was interesting because they focused on the conflict of interest potential in investment firms and what other products they might have and cross currents amongst investment strategists. Tax compliance updates, interesting. And the legal updates. I don't know if it's good or bad, but once again, Sarah was the topic of one of the discussions in the legal updates, but I guess we have a perpetual position in that, or that regard. So all in all, I thought the Nossaman conference was very good. I suggest a cooler spot in the future, and we'll see what happens.
All right, thank you. John, you had your hand.
My comments, I think, fit nicely with Jerry's on the same conference, Nossaman. First, I have it broken down by the various topic headings and some of the sort of fascinating stuff. First, comments by the Sacramento and Ventura CIOs, so Tim's counterparts. Ventura 99% funded, just to give you some flavor of comparison. 22,000 members and 10 investment staff. Ventura advisors with full investment discretion. As contrasted to the structure we have. CIO does have veto ability. Ventura, with 150 separate funds, can only do limited due diligence reviews with their staff. And Ventura, when investing in new and current funds, the key is to go to funds that are oversubscribed, top quartile funds with better returns. I think we attempt to reasonably do that, to some degree in that description. Going forward with now just combining comments made by the two CIOs that I think are applicable to us as board members. Seek transparency, trust, and personal relationships with managers. Purchase contract terms must be understandable and comprehensive and competitive. Must be that frequently or at least periodically they are not. Be careful in relying on the fact that other investors are buying into a fund. That's not always a good signal. Reference checking is important. Be careful using consultants who are also managing funds, possible conflicts of interest. Need to invest in both staff and technology to track and evaluate managers. And there are lots of areas where AI is used to commit fraud. Second, investment consultant conflicts of interest. Again, be careful with consultants who take a one-size-fits-all approach. Be cautious when consultants have a special or long-standing relationship with a manager. General partner, limited partner issues. We being, of course, a limited partner in most of these. Allocation of expenses, lack of transparency, luxury travels, side deals that we effectively pay for as limited partners, but don't get a direct benefit from. Commitment by key persons on the ongoing operation of the fund. Those key persons then disappear, as we heard a little bit from David and Colin, no bait and switch. At least try and avoid that. And co-investment opportunities given to friendly limited partners, we not being one of the friends. Hot topics in tax compliance. A plan can elect not to recoup an overpayment without losing its qualification. Through much of at least the history I've been part of, that was a very real issue. Plans can now do self-corrections to fix inadvertent failures. Courts are now split on how DC, or a DB plan, but how DC plan forfeitures can be allocated, in case we ever elect to put a DC plan in. Four, comments on three plan CEOs. And I didn't write it down, I've forgotten which ones they were, but in any event, three plan CEOs, general comments. Managing challenges, managing staff relationships, plan sponsor relationships, and staff making staff comply with the rules. Probably cannot control the market and the in-place structure, at least on the short term. Need to identify, recognize, and retain good employees, retain or terminate bad employees. Again, these are roles for CEOs. Trustees should focus on their key role and mission to be able to pay retirees income for life. Five, this is probably the most interesting, at least was to me, employment law for retirement systems. Ongoing goals, improve staff skill sets, minimize risks, and support mentorship programs. California law is full of landmines for employers. Some current examples follow. Background checks have all kinds of restrictions. Specifically, you can't look for a criminal background list. Drug testing must be job related. May not require a driver's license. Must prepare and retain for each employee a form I-9. Must use E-Verify. Cannot use AI to discriminate, for example, evaluating resumes. Cannot ask applicants for their salary history. Required leaves now include paid family, bereavement, and reproductive loss. There'll be a quiz on what reproductive loss is, but we can't do it. Where was that? Here's, recognize that if it is not documented, it did not happen. Cannot prohibit employees from discussing with other employees their compensation levels, and cannot promise anonymity to an employee who requests it in connection with reporting a complaint. Anyway, I thought it was a good conference.
All right, thank you, John. Very thorough. Not sure what that last item leaves of the 1-800 number system for employees, but I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Any other trustee reports? Not seeing any, so thank you. Staff reports, Christina.
So we are getting close to finalizing a go-live date for our new pension system. You have, yes. We feel like we're closer now because we have had a successful parallel payroll where the payroll has matched on 99.8%. So we would like to see at least two, hopefully three parallel payrolls before go live. So we're getting very close to that. The data between the two systems is around 99.6% matching. So we are anticipating a go live within probably the next 60 days since we are reaching those milestones that we need to hit.
So what do we do with that 0.04 or 0.02%? Is there something in place that's going to pick that up? Or is it just we're going to start having members call? And again, I realize that's a teeny, teeny fraction within the margin of error, but it still makes me nervous that there's even that 0.02%, 0.04% that's going to hit us.
Yes, definitely. We are not going to just not pay people.
No, I knew that.
Yeah, because the amount is so small, it ends up being five members. So those were manually able to make sure they get paid. So when we get matching down to that small amount, then we can manually force payments through.
Is it the same five members?
Well, we only have one successful one, so with the second one, we'll tell us that. That's part of why we want more than one.
Because then hopefully we can go back and see, well, what is it in there? The input of them that caused them to do that. So, so once we do it, two more successfully parallel, will we keep sort of doing the parallel for a little bit while longer?
Yes, we will continue in parallel for all of our functions, including payroll, at least till the end of the year, most likely until we process all the annual reports like 1099s, the evaluation data that we need out of the system. So probably more like March, we'll run in parallel with everything.
Perfect, thank you. I'm excited, but I'm nervous. So.
I think that is a common theme for a lot of us. We are excited. We know that it's going to be a lot better for us, but a change this big does create some nerves around that.
Okay, thank you.
Also, I have a question or comment on that. For those 0.2 or 0.6% that you mentioned, potentially it could be because new system is actually better and old system used to calculate it wrong. Did you find any cases like that or not?
We haven't found, because this is really the same benefit amount, so it's not doing a recalculation of, you know, whatever their benefit amount is. So we're not going to have members that we're getting paid $5,000 a month and then the new system is going to recalculate it all the way from the beginning and say, no, it should have actually been $5,100 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's just what we're looking at is that same amount going to those members so that the retirees, hopefully it's seamless for them. It may look a little different, but the payment should be the same.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll hear about it if the payment isn't. any other staff reports or questions for Christina?
Update. We are in the middle of negotiating a lease amendment on our space here. So we have been able to find that we can get a lower rate. And so we are working on a lower rate for our lease as well as resetting our what's called a base year. So along with the rent that you pay on a space, you also share in costs that the building has for the common areas. And if you reset that year, you can reduce those costs. So we're reducing the common area costs plus our rental.
I'm glad to hear that. I made this speech before. The CAM charge, the dreaded CAM charge in commercial buildings is brutal. So the fact that you're able to reset the base year is a really valuable reset. So I'm glad to hear that. Any questions or comments for Christina on the staff report? I'm not seeing any or hearing any.